You are listening to the U90 Alternative, KUMM Morris, on the air at 89.7 FM and streaming audio on the internet at www.kumm.org. KUMM is a proud member of IPR, Independent Public Radio. This is Phil.
And I'm Tessa.
And we are...
Booty.
And the Hofish. And behind us is the UMM Improv Group. And they've pretty much already taken over. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Are you guys going to introduce?
Hello, I'm Philip Burgraff.
I'm Nick James.
Will Holmes.
Very nice to be here on
time. Lisa B. Amanda Holzer.
Todd Jansen.
I'm Todd Jansen.
Brad Colomb's also here, but he's too good.
I'm Brad Colomb.
All right, that's the unusual suspects. And they are taking over our show tonight. So
this is a hostile
to write on my blog.
Yeah, right on the. This is going to be the first ever, I think, improv on the radio. So that should be pretty exciting. Do you guys want to just take over right away, or what do you think?
It's your show. Tell us.
You take over, right now.
All right.
We got a telephone call.
Here we go.
Hey, telephone person, talk.
Who's this?
This is Phil, but not colder.
The burger?
Yes.
I hate that.
I was hoping for Todd.
This is Todd. Todd, we got Todd.
Hello.
Hey, Todd, what's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you? Who's this?
This is Aaron.
Hey, what's going on, Aaron?
Aaron King.
The king of Poopland.
Hey, Kay, what's going on? I can't hear you, but you can hear me.
So what's going on, Aaron King?
I'm in the horse barn.
You're what?
I'm in the horse barn.
Horse barn.
Oh, yeah? There's a radio there. I didn't know that.
No, there isn't. I was driving here, though.
Oh, and there's a telephone in the horse barn.
So the horses can hear us?
And call.
Is there any noise that makes horses stampede?
So, Aaron King. Aaron King.
Yeah.
You're in the horse barn right now.
Like a lion.
You're in the horse barn right now. And what are you doing in the horse barn?
Nothing. I just got
Are you feeding a horse?
No, get
the water for the horses.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a good adventure. How's John Stroll Entertainment?
We should race the horses.
Are you working tomorrow?
Yes, I am. HeroClix tournament tomorrow.
That's right, yeah.
For free.
Hey.
Show up. What time?
Noon o'clock.
This was just a publicity thing. You guys are getting extra pay because of this phone call.
That's awesome. I want a dollar.
Actually, Aaron King and I never get paid.
That's true.
I still want a dollar.
John just throws comic books at you. And
we get stock options.
Yeah, we're co-owners.
Not getting a dollar,
John,
am I?
And Aaron's totally not getting
attention. Yeah.
We wish.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well,
radio
thank you for
land,
calling, Aaron King. Call again sometime.
This would you like a little sample of the very end of the Humpbot versus Godzilla track? Okay? All right? All right. Todd, we got the Humpbot going. Humpbot fighting Godzilla. Godzilla use acid breath. Humpbot is okay. Hump Godzilla to death. There we go. That's also going to be a feature film directed by Steven Spielberg.
And it's actually the main title song of that. And there are some production people, Eminem, Kanye West, The Neptunes, Scott Storch, and I think that's pretty much it.
Swizz Beatz.
I forgot about him. It's featuring a couple guys, Eminem, Nate Dogg, Snoop Dogg, Styles, and of course, Philip Burgraff.
Of course,
And that's going to be in stores June. We have a telephone call here.
Yeah, don't email us because we're not going to check.
Telephone call. Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Here you are, Eric.
Yeah.
What you doing, Eric?
I'm picking bales of cotton.
Picking bales of cotton?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I got about a bale a day.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a bale a day.
Yeah, you bought a bale a day.
No, about
a bale a day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how would you say that in German, Eric?
Ein
Ballen von Karten.
Yes, I'm a Ballen von Karten.
It was enough.
Now,
Japanese, sorry.
All right, now, Eric, you could just hold on for just a second.
Wait, is Eric, I gotta know, are you wearing your lederhosen?
Eric?
Nine?
No, he's not.
Ah,
okay, Will, I need you to come over into the studio real quick.
Ich will kommen.
Okay, Eric and Will are going to have a little conversation right now.
Yeah.
Because they both speak German.
Oh.
But But he has to come into the other studio right now because he can't hear you until he gets into the studio. So now he's here.
All right. I actually speak Argentinian German.
That's okay, yeah.
Mir gusta grün. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Ich liebe grün auch, yeah.
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 Du liebst grün?
Yeah. Ich liebe es viel.
Das ist bueno.
Bueno, yeah, aber gut.
Das ist muy bueno.
Gut.
Now we're
the most wrong thing I think I've heard all week.
This is
Argentinian. Ich kann nicht put my arms down.
Ich habe eine Bratwurst.
Oh, he just said he married a cow.
Du hast Bratwurst.
I think we've made the.
Hey, we could totally play movie dub.
Oh, wir
foreign film dub.
I think we all know it's Spanish and German.
Aber Eric.
Ja.
Wie geht es wirklich?
Es geht wirklich gut, ja.
Das ist ja toll. Mir geht auch gut. Ich bin aufs Radio.
Also, ja, ich sehe die Olympics an der Fernseher, ja.
Guess oh, wirklich? Die Olympischen Spielen jetzt?
Okay, you're making up a language.
Nein, wir sprechen echt Deutsch.
Stop it. Stop
Shoe kick. If this language. Isn't as awkward as it can get, I don't know what is.
You're just a green. Put my arms down.
Well, I will give you a suggestion, or maybe we get a suggestion from one of the radio show hosts that actually is supposed to be hosting this radio show. Some sort of scene. Some sort of scene, a place of some sort. Any place.
Hey, Phil.
A pig farm. Okay, a pig farm.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we're going to play questions only. Looks like Will and Phil will start it.
I don't want to embarrass myself on the radio, but okay.
Too late.
You're funny, Todd. That hurt me deeply.
No, I love you. Like, more than a brother. So, questions only. Pig farm is your scene. Will and Phil start it.
Which of these two starts?
Phil.
Where's the hog slop, William?
I don't know.
That's not a question at all. You did make a fool of yourself.
Wow. Don't nerf Phil's.
There's really no nice way to put that. Questions only.
Let's try that again.
No, I don't. You don't get a second chance.
I'm sorry. Someone else, Brad or Nick. Okay. Pig farm, correct. Brad.
Where's the hog slop, Bradley?
Have you seen Wilbur today?
Is it getting worse?
Haven't you known about the condition for years now?
Is he still in the hospital?
Where are my pants?
What?
That wasn't appropriate.
How is that not appropriate?
You lose. Time for the game.
No, how is that not appropriate?
I don't want to hear anything about you not wearing any pants.
I will remove this microphone.
Where are my pants? That was kind of out of left field, wasn't it?
No, I'm...
Exactly, he loses. Non sequitur comments.
Nick
James. Totally don't get involved. Same scene?
Where's the hog slop, Nicholas?
Didn't you leave it in the barn?
Isn't the barn on fire?
That doesn't sound like a problem.
That doesn't sound like a question.
I would like to say that it's not fair. Phil's using voodoo.
No. Wait,
all right, let's get a new scene. A new scene. Oh, geez. A radio station.
I'm not used to playing.
I can play you against you, Todd.
Got him. No, whatever.
Radio station?
Todd, you're up.
I'm up.
Take him down.
Where's the hog slop, Todd?
What are you talking about?
Don't you need hog slop to run a radio studio?
What would we use hog slop for?
What are these newfangled CDs for?
What does it have to do with hog slop?
Did you bring the hog slop or didn't you?
Does it look like I have hog slop?
Where'd you get that smell if not from hog slop?
Would you believe I actually fell on the way over here?
Where'd you fall?
That's a good question.
That's a good statement.
All right, Will, you take over for me.
No. I should retire. I am going to retire.
Whatever. I'm bringing you down.
I took you all out.
No, it's go time, Phil.
I'm playing sitting down. It's totally not fair.
I'm sitting down, too.
I'll stand up.
Yeah, but you're used to it. You're old.
I'm stand up.
Whoa.
Okay.
You just got told you were old.
If I'm old, then what does that make Todd?
I'm standing now. Okay, Phil, you ready to go down?
All right, let's get one more suggestion here. Any suggestions from the circus? Okay, a diamond store. I like this. It's Valentine's Day coming up here pretty soon. All you boys out there need to be getting your girls diamonds. That's what they tell you, and that's true. Believe it.
Bring it on, Phil.
Diamond store. And
Nope.
I'm going to have Will start. No, Phil.
Would you like to buy a diamond, sir?
How much is it?
How much do you have?
Do you have any diamonds for ladies?
Do you have any ladies for the diamonds?
Can't you see my wife standing right here?
That's your wife?
Did you mistake her for a monkey?
That's a monkey?
What did I just say?
What did you just... I forgot.
All right, bravo, Phil. You are the champion of questions only, as always. All right, well, we are going to play the dating game. The idea behind the dating game, for those of you who are listening and don't know, is that we have three contestants here who are going to be the bachelors, and Laurel is going to be our lovely bachelorette. She's going to have to guess who these three people are. We have a person, an event, and a quirk. So you're going to have to try and guess what these people are by simply asking them questions. And obviously, you're not going to be able to see them, so it could be a little bit more difficult for you, Laurel. So good luck.
Thank you.
Be your host.
Thank you.
And welcome to the dating game. Start your questions.
All right. Person number one.
Yes.
If we were to go on a picnic somewhere, where would you take me?
Where would I take you? Well... let's see, find a pretty lady. We could go out to the meadows, probably just outside of the castle somewhere. Not too far.
That sounds lovely. Contestant number two.
Hello.
If you were a dictionary of Italian verbs, how many Italian verbs would be in you?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Even Santa.
And... You're expansive.
I'm very long.
You're very long. All right. Contestant,
like that.
Contestant number three.
Hey.
If you were to knit for me a scarf, what kind of scarf would it be?
I would say if I were going to knit you a scarf, it would be argyle. Because, it's really warm in there. And you like warm, right?
Do you like warm?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I guess I like warm.
Okay. Sounds great. contestant number one.
It's me.
What's your favorite vegetable?
My favorite vegetable? That's probably the mushrooms.
The mushroom. All right.
Oh, wait, that's a fungus.
Well, whatever. They serve them in salad.
Flowers. Flowers are a vegetable, right?
All right. That's good to know.
Turnips,
you like the shrooms.
I like the turnips.
Person number two. If you were to build me a house, what sort of house would it be?
It would be a balloon house. Giant, huge and floating above crowds.
Wow. How would we get there?
Strings or Spider-Man, depending.
Depending on what?
If we were in New York.
Huh. Okay.
Which we would be.
So it doesn't depend on anything.
I guess Spider-Man would need to be around, which is not at all a necessity. But just big balloons, house, up on strings.
Okay. Contestant number three.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite subject in school?
We were just in sixth period. I have sex ed, and I think that's really interesting because I'm learning about a lot of things. That blop.
You see, it's very interesting for me to learn about the female form.
Is that you, contestant number three?
Yeah, it is. I just had some droppage.
Oh my. I'll get back to you.
Thanks.
Contestant number one.
Yeah.
Describe your family. Do you have a large family?
My family, it's not so big. I got a brother, but he's kind of a jerk sometimes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Not outside of that, it's just me and him.
Okay, well... All right, contestant number two.
Yeah?
What's your favorite holiday?
That would have to be Turkey Day. I loves Turkey Day.
All right.
It's all about the Turkey Day, because, you know, that's my time to shine.
Hmm.
Shiny.
Shiny.
Turkey Day.
All right. Contestant number three, hello.
Hey, baby.
You've certainly changed a lot in the course of this show.
I guess that's just one of those changes we all have to go through now, isn't it?
I guess so. So, newly transformed contestant number three.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, I do. Well, it's really just a permit, but I can drive with my parents.
That's hot.
Maybe I'll come pick you up.
Oh, my. Oh, you.
All right, you have one question left for each of the contestants. That's a total of three questions.
Wait, one left for each? That's three.
Three. So you can use those three questions in any manner you'd like.
All right. Contestant number one.
Yes.
What color pants do you like to wear?
I'm sorry?
What color pants do you like to wear?
The pants? It's just a regular blue.
All right.
You know.
The regular blue. I'm with you.
Blue.
Contestant number two. How do you feel about sharp, pointy things?
Sharp, pointy things are okay by me. I don't particularly mind.
All right. Good to know. Contestant number three.
Hey.
If you were a tree, what sort of tree would you be?
I think I'd be an oak now that I'm getting all strong.
Oh, my.
I thought that was over.
All right. I think...
All right. You have a pretty good idea who you'd like
to be. So do I have to eliminate the other two? Is that sad?
Or you could just tell me that you want to... I don't know. It's up to you, really.
All right. Well, I think contestant number three is a little young, seeing as he just went through puberty.
All right. Bravo. Good job. Yes. Good.
Contestant number two...
What you're missing out on.
I like holidays. I like giant floaty things.
Yes.
Not a big fan of New York City.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to go with the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, that's too bad. Bravo. Good job. Yes, bravo.
You're lost, okay?
I've always thought of myself as a princess, so I think I'm going to have to go with Mario.
All right. Bravo. Hey. Good job. Oh, excellent job. I don't know if we have a prize for you or not, but bravo. Good job, Laurel. You are one.
I would have had a prize for you, but
a giant balloon.
Yeah. Hey.
So thanks for calling in, Laurel. Anyone else who wants to play a game?
Yeah, everyone should play games.
Call in sometime, and we'll do that. All right, thanks again, Laurel.
Have a good show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Laurel Cutright on the air with the Unusual Suspects. Our studio audience is going to come up with another suggestion.
We can play that until we get stuff from the at-home people.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're at home, good.
Good.
Yeah.
Stay there.
From you
and
out
listen.
There. All right, we'll just go with a dorm room instead of Todd's dorm room, because my place is creepy.
Cool.
It's true. It's got corpses everywhere.
Yeah. So Brad lives on the same hall as me. He knows.
He donates.
All right.
Regularly.
That's where I put them.
It's a good storage
there.
Area. I live by myself, so lots of closet space.
You're not by yourself and you have all those dead bodies.
So
you've got 100 friends.
Don't talk much.
You have little tea parties and dress them up in little outfits.
That's why I love improv so much. It's like they're talking back to me. So we're going to play the alphabet game. For those of you who don't know how the alphabet game works, we get a scene, which we did, a dorm room. And then we use the alphabet to form sentences throughout the game, starting with the letter A. We'll start with the letter A, and it'll start off with Nick James and I.
Okay.
So start with the letter A.
Me?
Yeah. You, Nick James.
Anybody in here?
Boy, oh boy, sure is.
Can you give me a hand?
Definitely.
Everything is in my car. I need to bring it inside.
Oh, fine. That was actually an O. Yep. So
you are out.
All right, that's shut down. So,
starting with F, Will Holmes.
All right.
Dorm room.
Where are we?
Dorm room.
Fiddlesticks. I can't find my computer.
Great. How are we going to get online?
I have no idea. Damn it.
That's also, you shouldn't be doing that.
All right.
That was Todd pulling strings.
Brad and Nick with the close talking.
Really close talking. I just hope he doesn't kiss me again.
Starting with the letter I.
Who's starting?
I thought we started with H.
We'll start with the letter I, Brad. And you start.
I seem to be falling in love with you.
Just hold back there for a second.
Quad.
Bulaga.
It makes the
bulaga
sound. Bulaga
chakateluga. Daiwaka waka wuga.
Love me.
Hey, you're sick. That's a sick zoo.
Okay, I don't want that to happen ever again. I was very scared for a moment. Are we going to try that one more time?
All right, yeah. Let's try that one more time.
Kittens.
Kittens, all right.
Kittens. I blew it.
All right.
I spoke hot.
All right, Brad and I will play now. So you're too good, Nick James. You just fly.
You are a man of the land.
I'll judgeify.
Okay, give us a letter to start with, Will.
All right, you guys are in a dorm room. You're starting on Q.
Starting with Q.
Take it away, Todd.
Quiet. It's quiet hours.
Under there is my underwear.
That would be R. That would
wait.
Be R, not Q.
And,
No, I'm stating a fact. Under there is okay. My underwear.
All right, we'll give it to you. Since you were so good at the
okay, it goes Q R.
Yes,
dude. What?
That's the American alphabet.
A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W X Y Z.
You know what? Let's
next
change.
Time.
Let's get a word and make him go through that.
All right. That's what I thought we were gonna do. We were gonna spell a word. Like,
no.
Like
apparently
we're stick with the alphabet. For
apparently,
now.
It's difficult enough to just do the alphabet.
God help
so
you.
So let's
over,
just
man.
Stick with the alphabet. This is good practice for our education and our improv.
New scene.
All right, new scene.
Circus.
Let's get a new scene.
Circus.
A circus.
Do a
okay.
Circus.
A circus. Brad, go ahead and start. And Will, what letter should we start with?
Brad, you're gonna start on L. Can
L.
You do that?
At a circus. Do you know? And then I'll say M and you go N.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a one up.
Then there's OPQRS.
Someone write this down for me. I don't know what I'm doing.
We don't have it written down.
Yeah, you guys have it right there. It's not fair.
What do you mean? We don't have it right here.
It's
okay.
Right there.
All right. Are we starting with what letter?
No, it's
L.
Yeah.
They took it away from us.
L.
L.
Okay. Brad, you start circus.
Lions are over there. They are scary to me.
My, oh my.
Nice hat.
Oh, thank you.
Pill, Phil, we need to discuss your contract situation.
Quiet, I'm trying to watch the Lions.
Really?
Sure I am.
That did sound like sure, not certainly, Todd. So
sure.
I'll let you take that one.
Thank you, good sir, but we must get to the matter at hand. First of all, I need a mentoid.
That was a semicolon.
Understand me when I say I don't know what you're talking about.
Vipers are very dangerous to your health.
Why, I didn't know that.
Xavier says so.
You! You're Xavier's cousin.
Zoolander is my brother.
About that. You and I need to have a little talk.
Bailing you out is something I can no longer do when you get into prison for lion assault.
Come here. Come with me into the center ring. We need to talk about this in public.
Deo, the daylight come and me want to go home.
Everybody says that when I say that to him. Why is that?
First of all, I'm not everybody, but I am nobody.
Good lord. You are fat.
Hot damn, you're right.
I don't even know what this has to do with the circus. Let's get back to the circus.
Jig for me, and we'll make a circus out of it.
Okay.
Lovely dance you're doing, Mr. Pilfil.
Mind stepping away from me for a little bit? You're awfully close.
No problem.
All right.
All right does not,
all right does not start with
all right.
Todd
all right. Well, that was incredibly long, man. That was awesome, Brad. For someone who didn't know their alphabet 2 seconds ago, you're amazing now. Oh,
I wonder.
Oh, you
wonder
have the alphabet in front of you now. Okay.
If you guys have the alphabet. Oh, you do.
Okay, well, good job. Bravo. All right, Will.
I can read.
Will and Nick James. Let's get a new scene for Will and Nick James. We'll, we'll just have them do the regular alphabet.
Okay,
too.
No, they have to spell Quetzalcoatl.
Let's give them a chance to do just a regular alphabet.
Bring
like
it on, NJ. Bring it on.
All right.
I'm going to bring
Let's
it.
Let's get a...
Their scene.
About, okay. You are going over the plans for a space station.
Space station plans.
And you're let's have you start, and we'll take out the letter X. All right? We'll
N,
just take
no,
out the
N,
letter X.
N letter N. No N.
You don't want the... Okay. We'll take out X, but we'll leave in N.
Oh, come on.
No X?
No X, just because it's ridiculous.
Starting
and we'll
from?
Start with N.
Starting with N.
Yes, and starting with Nick James.
Starting with Nick James. Space station?
Yes. But we're going over the plans to build a space station.
need some sort of entrance here so they can get in.
Okay.
People have to get into the space station in order for it to support life.
Quite right. Entrances and exits are vital to human survival.
Really? I didn't know that already, Mr. Russian.
It's all right.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
So now that we have entrances and exits, what are we going to do about food? Because we can't farm in space.
Very good point.
Well, yeah, obviously.
You need to fix that because I already put entrances on the space station.
Zounds, you did? What about the exits?
Anything you're not hearing me saying is everything that I've already done to this space station. We need food, so get it.
But you said we have entrances. You said nothing about exits.
Could you be more ignorant? They go both ways. Kind of like your mom. Oh. Sorry.
Dude. Uncalled for.
Enough. Let's just finish the space station.
Fine, I'm good with that. Just so long as you don't make cracks about my mom anymore.
Great. Gosh. That's what she said. I'm sorry, that was the last one, I promise.
Ha, ha, ha. I can't work with you, American.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was a yeah.
Okay, not
with
a J.
With a J.
Oh, wait. Maybe he was laughing in Spanish. Were you laughing in Spanish?
Of course I was.
He is Russian.
I am Russian. That was a Russian yeah.
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 Okay.
LMAO.
My. You're too late for me. Can we just finish these plans?
No, we can't, because you're fired.
Oh, really?
Pshaw.
Quit. Just quit, okay? I can finish this on my own.
Really, you could?
Steven, I can do this. I've done most of it.
Steven is definitely a Russian name. Yes, I agree.
I just can't pronounce his real Russian name.
Two canst understand me. I am too leet sauce for two.
Understand? What's to understand?
Very much.
Will you at least come out and say what it is?
You wouldn't understand me if I did.
Zebras couldn't understand you if you did.
Absolutely, because zebras don't speak Russian.
Back to the matter at hand. Quit.
Space.
All right, that was Alphabet Game. Bravo.
Can we do a spelling one? Yeah, I like to spell.
Let's do a spelling one. What word would you like to spell?
It's spelling time.
Buxatawny Phil. Jim Franklin. Jamboree.
Jamboree.
Spell it band.
I like... Ooh. Since we are music on the radio, ooh, that plays, ooh, the music, let's do a band. Yeah.
Any band.
Jimmy Eat World.
Jimmy Eat World.
Do we have to do the spaces, too?
No spaces.
Okay.
Because that would just be radio silence at that point, and we don't need that.
For those of you that don't know, it's JimmyEatWorld.
Jimmy Eat World is correct. That's, I feel like we're playing...
We need a sign.
I feel like we're playing Wheel of Fortune. You just won right there.
Thanks.
You just won. Let's get another scene.
Seen us. Have you seen us?
Baby, have you seen us?
Big Ben.
A Big Ben scene. All right.
Big band. Big Ben. Big Ben. Band.
Big Ben. Big Ben.
Ben's Broom.
Rudd's Big Ben listening to a big band.
Or maybe
Ben's
just a party Ben's with broom. A large
we'll,
guy
we'll start
ben.
Us off. And give us a letter to start off
the
on.
The scene is Big Band, and you are going to start on the J at the beginning of
Big
Jimmy
Ben,
Eat
not Big Band.
World.
It's
Big
both.
Ben.
It's both.
It could be whichever you want.
Okay,
really.
we can bring that in, Brad.
One or the other.
All right, let's go.
Jambalaya is the best soup to get when you're near Big Ben.
I agree.
Methinks that thou dost not thou do what thou dost does. Doth.
My, oh my, you are a scholarly individual.
You are correct, sir.
Every day I think, when I stand next to Big Ben, should I be speaking in an English accent?
Always a good question.
Thank you.
Why do you insist on doing a Cockney accent when you could do a preferred Royal Russian accent?
Oh, I believe this isn't Cockney. I believe it's just an English accent.
Really? Because I think that's pretty Cockney, if you ask me.
Louder. You have to be much louder. I can't hear out of this ear.
Duh. I know you're deaf in one ear.
James, there's a reason that I brought you here to Big Ben.
Ignacio, what is your reason?
My reason is you and I have had a little bit of conflict lately, and I just wanted to resolve it in one of the least romantic places in the world.
My heart says that you should keep going, but my brain tells you to stop.
Your heart is going to stop when I tell you this.
Everyone tells me that, but it hasn't stopped yet.
He's summoning the bat. Run.
That's the bat call. Ray, Ray will show up with his evil bat.
We don't want that.
Oh, no, we don't.
Right, so back to what I was going to tell you. You and I, the conflict.
Love?
Desire.
Jews cannot desire me.
I'm sorry, you took too long on that one.
That was like a stall one.
Offensive, so.
Stall two. No, stall three. Brad fails.
No, no.
Failure.
All right, that's the alphabet game.
The victor stands tall.
Like First of all, we're gonna get the improv weather from Nick and Brad, and then Will's gonna give us the real weather.
We're gonna need some weather.
It's cold.
It's really freaking cold out there. If you go outside, you will freeze to death because you are not wearing any clothing.
Unless, of course, you take a jacket or you are a rabbit.
Because those are the two things that stay warm in the winter.
Rabbits and jackets.
Rabbits and jackets. The extended forecast looks like cold, more cold, a little bit of snow that's also going to be cold, and then some cold water coming from the sky.
Tomorrow, look forward to the sun looking down and mocking you because it is very warm and you are not.
The day after tomorrow, look for giant tidal waves to sweep the earth clean.
The day after that, look for bad reviews.
And the day after that, look for me going to my local cinema to see that movie for $1.
All right. Well, actually, the funny thing about that is that that is actually exactly what the website says for the weather. So, I don't even think we really need to read the real weather because...
Well, let's give them the number.
Hey, remember that time that Phil was talking to me?
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd, sing.
Who is this?
This is Ray.
Ray, you want me to sing? What do you want me to sing, Ray?
Is that Ray?
Yeah, it's Ray.
Ray.
Oh, I thought it was like,
Oh, no, not Ray. That Ray.
No,
I
was afraid.
I don't hear you sing, just sing something. I know you can sing, I've heard you.
That's a request for Todd to sing a song.
Okay, well, I'm going to need...
What do you want to sing it about?
Yeah, well, I'm going to need a song, too. I mean... I can't just make up songs.
It'll, like,
it'll be to the tune of Hash Pipe.
We can actually, you know what we can do? We can just get the lyrics to Hash Pipe and Todd can sing Hash Pipe.
That works.
We'll come up with something song for you, Ray.
You can pull them up online. You got a computer in front of you.
It's not exactly like I'm in an improv troupe and I can just make up things off the top of my head.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of hard to us to expect you to just make things up.
All right, we'll come up with something for you, Ray.
All right,
keep listening. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
There you go. That's the whole song.
Yeah, he'll make one up. Or we'll do it to the McDonald's theme.
I'm not... loving
that,
it.
That was uncool. Okay,
ooh,
don't do that again.
Ooh.
That's what we like to call a corporate sellout.
They might be giants.
There's two very good requests here.
What do we got?
I'm loving both of these. So play that. Please play that McDonald's thing again. I am loving the two requests. I am loving it. There's one request here from, I believe, one Emily.
Emily Denny.
That says, I want to hear the song from Brad about Phil.
Ah, the International Burgraff song.
I can't sing the I Hate Phil Burgraff song.
And then the other one is a request to sing They Might Be Giants.
And that's Todd.
I am incredibly familiar with They Might Be Giants. In fact, I was just going to the CD rack to pull out some They Might Be Giants to play. Brad, I don't suppose you know any They Might Be Giants, do you?
What are some of their songs? I can make one up.
Particle Man.
Does whatever a particle can.
Yep.
I don't know that song.
Okay.
Except for that whole lyric that he just sang.
I'm sure we will come up with a few songs.
Why don't we just make up a song?
I can definitely make up a song. We can make up a song. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Me right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I need a topic at least.
Yeah, we need a topic.
The topic is cheese.
Got it. You take the first verse, Nick James.
Yeah. I'm going home.
Home.
I'm going home.
Home.
To the cheese block. That's where I live.
Cheese block.
I hate Phil Burgraff.
That's a different song.
I'm going home.
Cheddar.
They say I'm a cracker.
Parmesan.
So give me cheese
Blue.
On me, cause I'm a cracker.
Here it comes with the chorus. All right, here it is. The chorus.
What?
I got the chorus right here. Keep playing.
Mozzarella, cheddar, Parmesan cheese, Gouda, blue cheese, and all the others. That are delicious, the Colby Jack. I put it in my mouth and I eat it up today. I put it on a sandwich. I put it on a cracker. I put it on an apple and people say that it's a little disturbing. Yeah, I eat it.
He also puts it on his feet.
That's right.
He loves his cheese.
I feel burger. I feel burger. Die feel burger. I
That was two songs in one. Two songs in one.
Congratulations, folks.
All right, there you go. That was amazing. That was good, actually.
I like
See, Brad has actually asked me like 13 times.
We just got an email. We just got a request for an emo poetry off.
Oh, emo poetry off. Emo poetry off.
Emo poetry off it is.
Okay.
All right, okay, I'm going to start composing my emo poetry right now.
Are we just doing it like on the fly?
Oh, you got
to. Are we improving emo poetry?
I was going to say.
You can't just like.
All right, we're going to improv it then. We're going to improv it.
Yeah. So you want to start with you and then go to Todd, then go to Brad and go to me?
Why don't you go to me last because I have no idea what emo poetry is.
Okay, we'll go.
I'm not
you,
quite
me,
sure
Brad,
exactly how emo poetry
Todd.
Works either.
How do you not know how emo poetry?
Well,
you were a teenager. Come on.
I just say,
actually, I've been this age my whole life. I've been going backwards in time.
How about that?
Like Merlin. Merlin goes backwards in time.
He'll get it eventually then. When no one understands him anymore.
All right, Brad, I'd like you to keep going with that.
Keep going.
Can you change it to minor?
Yeah. D minor. It's the saddest chord, if you know Spinal Tap. Yeah. Anybody?
Lick my love.
Give me
smell
a minor
the glove,
chord.
That whole thing.
Pain. My life. They are the same. I watched a bird die. It broke its neck on a window. Its name was Fifi. And it showed me love. In a world without love. Full of pain. Like my life.
Delightful.
Ode to Fifi.
That was good. That was really good, yeah.
It's very emo, yeah.
Actually, we don't have a live journal up here.
Journal.
That's a damn good idea.
We should just pull up random people's live journals and read their emo garbage.
You guys can read my live journal. I wrote the vagina soliloquies.
The vagina soliloquies. That sounds delightful. Are we going to continue this emo poetry off and then go to some vagina soliloquies?
Sounds like a good idea.
It's on.
Like it's on me.
Nick James, bring it on.
Yeah, give me.
Also the victor of this emo poetry off will be decided by vote-ins.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Vote ins?
By calling.
What does that mean?
You can call us or IM us and tell us who won.
He's making voted. Things up again, and he's just going to try and find a way to win.
The winner will be determined by who lit up by.
Oh, okay.
By Squiggles.
All
right, this is Nick James's retort.
My emo
I suppose.
Poetry.
Retort? You can't retort to emo poetry. Go, Nick James.
I think it might be a little loud, dude.
Go.
Like, back up. Thanks, that'd be great. I saw her again today, and she just walked right past, leaving me alone, as always, standing in the hallway, clutching algebra books and the other words that I don't understand and that mean nothing to nobody, but they jam it to our heads every day. Anyhow, these were all just robots, and all I could see was the back of her lovely black sweater. As she walked away, and I couldn't help but think how much it reflects my cold black heart and how no one will ever love me for the man that I am because my parents never looked at me anymore and I just can't take it. And sometimes I just want to reach out and touch somebody and let them know that I'm alive, but they don't know it anymore.
It's all right.
I'm
it's
alone.
All right.
Bravo, yes.
Relax. We're here with you, man. We're here, okay?
Okay, cool.
You got a little into that.
Yeah.
You good?
That was a little real for me. I'm sorry.
I know.
Brad, why don't you talk for a little bit?
Well, I got one.
Right. Okay, it's Todd's turn.
I mean, I don't have one because I've never even heard this before.
Hey, Brad, what? I will play guitar for you when you do yours.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sweet.
All right.
I'll show you the chords I'm playing, too.
All right, I'm ready.
Really
this is
just one chord.
Todd's turn.
I've never really even heard of this before, so I'm ready. This is
I'm excited.
At its finest.
I'm excited.
My hair hangs in front of my face like a girl's face. A turtle crawls in front of me and I look at it and smile. Must be nice living so slowly. Sometimes I look at the people around me and they're walking so quickly and I'm moving so slowly with my dark clothes, my dark face, my dark eyes, my dark hair hanging in front of my face like a girl's face. And I think, why can't everyone just slow down? And it hurts me. It hurts me inside because that's where I hurt. And then I return to my home. The bathroom.
Very good.
That was beautiful. Way to freaking go.
Brad, I'm gonna come
right,
meet you in the hallway.
How about just come over to the studio?
Take off your things.
And so I'm actually thinking of it. They Might Be Giants song that I can sing at this time, just so Emily knows that I'm still thinking. Hi, Mac.
We still gotta hear
we haven't broken anything yet.
Brad Colombs.
I am going to beat you all at this emo poetry thing that you call emo poetry.
For those of you who are unaware, Brad also gives sweet tats.
Yeah,
in
he
spare
does.
Time.
Yeah.
They feature a dolphin jumping over barbed wire with a crab underneath. It also sports the words, life is tragedy.
Life is tragedy.
It's true. No,
it doesn't get more emo than that, except for maybe a fire-breathing Pegasus that says, killing or hating what I am, killing to become desire. So,
hating what I am, killing to become desire.
So all right, I'm excited for this. Are you ready, Will?
I don't think Will knows how to play the guitar.
That is a baseless accusation. I am an expert guitarist.
Okay,
Todd, you know how to play guitar too, don't you?
Playing guitar for Greeks doesn't count.
All right, what chord did you play here?
All right, three on the G. Three on the E, rather. I'm sorry.
Three on the E. Here
three
we go.
On the E.
Three on the E.
Two on the A.
Two on the A.
Four on the D.
Four on the middle chord.
You got it?
I'm good, dude.
All right, here
okay,
we go.
Look, that was uncalled for.
That was elementary for Will. All right, Will started off.
clearly, this man is the next Angus Young.
Breathe in for luck. Breathe in so deep. This air is blessed.
You cannot
that you
rip
share
off.
With me.
No. You can't rip off actual emo crap.
I was gonna change it. Hello.
Okay. Well,
fine.
You
no, fine. Go, no,
it.
Go again. Fine. Just start with something. God, that's genius. I am become death. I see all those living around me, but they're not really living. No longer am I alive. No longer am I here. I don't know who I am, and I don't know why. Why I fear what I've become. Why I hate who I am. Why my parents won't give me extra allowance. I don't know. All I know is right now that there's you, and there's me, and there's this thing called love that I'm feeling between us. But you don't feel it back, because you can't feel it back, because I got mine removed. Because my back is pain. My life is pain. Everything I have is pain.
Bravo, bravo, yes.
Love is pain.
Bravo, bravo.
Got his back removed.